and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message.
Several years ago, Jesus led me to the knowledge of one of the oldest complete Bibles still in existence. Today, it is called the Codex Vaticanus. It is named the Codex Vaticanus because the Vatican is holding it in their treasures of ancient manuscripts. It was not written or created by the Vatican. It is an authentic ancient manuscript of the Holy Bible. There is a copy of it in the library of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. In this very special ancient copy of the Holy Bible, there is a very special clue to the identity of the mark of the beast and the number of the beast. In that Bible, when you look at 666 in Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, that's the last verse of Revelation 13, you can actually recognize what John drew. You see, John did not write really three numbers. Instead, he drew three symbols, which man has interpreted as three numbers. If you look at Strong's Concordance, it admits that John did not write 666, but rather Strong's Concordance says that John wrote three individual letters, which they say represent the number 600 and the number 60 and the number 6. Man's translations have resulted in adding those three separate numbers and coming out to 666. But John wrote three letters, as Strong's Concordance says. John wrote three letters which represented three different numbers, the numbers 600 and the number 60 and the number 6. Yet when you look in the book of Revelation, John actually wrote a very long word for the number 600 in a different verse in the book of Revelation. And it looks nothing like the number 600 in Revelation 13. He also wrote a very long word for the number 60 in another verse in the book of Revelation, yet it looks completely different from the number 60 in Revelation 13 in context of the mark of the beast. John also wrote a very long word for the number 6 in another verse in the book of Revelation, and yet again it looks completely different from the letter that he wrote for the number 6 in Revelation 13. The three letters that John wrote in Revelation 13 verse 18 concerning the mark of the beast or the number of the beast are not the same as the words that John wrote for those same numbers. In ancient writing and numbers, in both Hebrew and Greek, they use pictures for letters and for words. John was not only writing letters and numbers, but he was also drawing pictures, as the custom of the day was, to represent three symbols or even three numbers. But he wrote three symbols or three drawings, which people living in the end times would eventually recognize as being Antichrist symbols. When you look at 666 in the original Greek, in the Codex Vaticanus, one of the oldest Bibles still in existence, you can now recognize what John drew. The letter symbol that he drew for the number 600 is the Nazi swastika. The symbol that John drew for the middle number 60 is the word Allah. It is actually the word Allah in Aramaic or Arabic. He actually gave us the name of the beast. The third symbol that John drew, which represents the number 6, is the commonest flag of the hammer and the sickle. You can take these three symbols, the communist flag, the name Allah, and the Nazi swastika, and place them beside what John drew in his Bible, and they are identical. John was telling us that these are the three groups of Antichrist people who would be enforcing the mark of the beast in the name of Allah. In fact, the word number in these Bible verses is a Greek word that in the Bible always refers to groups of people. This particular Greek word in Revelation 13 never refers to only a number, as in the number 1 or 2 or 3. It always refers to groups of people. The number of the beast means that it is the groups of people who are Antichrist. The Bible tells us that there are many Antichrists already in the world. These evil Antichrist groups of people have existed for thousands of years, but in the end times, they will have one Islamic leader who also will have a religious partner who will help to combine all of man's religions into one. These two are called the son of perdition and the false prophet. These are two fallen angels who look human and would lead the world in war against true Christians. We must understand that the son of perdition, the one that people call the Antichrist, must be a Muslim. But he also must be a Muslim who combines all world religions, including the Catholic Church. Only Bashar Assad, the president of Syria, meets all biblical requirements as the identity of the son of perdition, the Assyrian, the Bible calls him. He is a Muslim, but his form of Islam combines Allah with the keeping of Christmas, Easter, Sunday worship, and promotion of the Catholic Church. Assad, although Muslim, actually believes that Jesus is God in the flesh and that Jesus is the Son of God. No other Muslim world leader believes that Jesus is God. No other Muslim world leader keeps Christmas and Easter. No other Muslim world leader believes in a Trinity. Yet also, Assad is a Jew. He is Jewish by blood. His ancestry is said to go back to the line of Judah, as did Jesus. But he also believes in reincarnation, and so he can also reach the Buddhists and the Hindus. He can reach all world religions because his religion is actually a mixture of all religions of man. And we know that the Pope has been pushing the unity of all religions as well, especially of combining Islam with the Catholic Church. So the Pope will stand right beside Assad as his right-hand man, his false prophet, who will work great miracles. Already, people all across the world are worshiping Pope Francis like he is some god. Both of the popes, Pope Francis and Pope Benedict, and also Bashar Assad, these three men, or fallen angels, will claim to be the three persons of the Trinity, a doctrine which was very important part of ancient Assyrian pagan worship. Pope Benedict still wears his papa ring, which says that he still has authority as a pope. He still lives in the Vatican, and he still retains the title of a pope. We actually have two popes right now. The Bible says that the false prophet has two horns. Everyone agrees that the little one horn in the book of Daniel represents one person, the son of perdition, the Antichrist. And everyone agrees that the 10 horns represent 10 kings of the end time. One horn equals one, 10 horns equal 10, Yet people do not understand that the two horns represent two human-like fallen angels who stand beside Assad in the very near future. The Bible says that there will be three unclean spirits that shall come out of their mouth. Concerning the image of the beast, which will be able to speak, and anyone who does not worship the beast will be beheaded. I must share with you that in ancient Islamic prophecy, there is a claim that in the end of days, the black stone in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, will speak, and it will command that anyone who does not worship Allah must be beheaded. That is ancient Islamic prophecy, that the black stone of Mecca, Saudi Arabia, will speak, and it will command that anyone who does not worship Allah must be beheaded. Already, we are seeing people in Syria being beheaded if they refuse to say that Bashar Assad is God above all gods, even above Allah and everything that is called God. No one has ever been beheaded for refusing a credit card. No one has ever been beheaded for refusing a microchip. But people are being beheaded for refusing to submit to the mark of Islamic Sharia law and the worship of Bashar Assad, the fallen angel, son of perdition, who can and will lead all world religions after the dust settles from World War III, the Gog-Magog War, which is soon to befall in Damascus and Israel. I encourage you to please consider everything that I have said here today in prayer and in fasting. And I also encourage you to please visit the website isawthelightministries.com to look at these articles which I have available online concerning the son of perdition, the false prophet, the halal mark of the beast, and 666. In these articles on the ministry website, I have lots of scriptures as well as historical references and current news, what's going on in the news today, that all these things, Bible, scriptures, and history, and news going on today, will confirm all these things to you. There is tons of proof. In fact, I have written out on the website 42 or 44 points of why Assad is the son of perdition. And if you count every point in these articles, it's actually hundreds of points, but I have them summarized in 42 categories there on the website, isawthelightministries.com. Look at these articles about the son of perdition, the mark of the beast, 666. And if you don't have the internet, please write me and request your free copy of these articles. You can request a free article about any of these topics or all of these topics. Just write me and let me know what you want, and I'll be glad to send these articles to you in the mail for completely free in the name of Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's isawthelightministries.com. Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.